callers now, please.
All right, let's head to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Marty, you're on with Nurse Conaway.
Hi, Marty. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have a 13-month-old daughter, and we're working on weaning her from formula onto milk. And we were just wondering what supplements you recommended that we put in her milk and how much. Right now we're doing one EFA at night and then some of the minerals.
Okay. And she's able to take the EFA without any trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Okay, well, what I would recommend is certainly I would like to see her on one of the multiples. She needs to get a good multiple vitamin, so I'd like to recommend either the kid's toddy or the other one that we have in the line is the one that's in the Youngevity line itself, and that is called the Tropical Plus. Now, both of these are designed for children or with children in mind. And the recommendation is 1 teaspoon per 20 pounds of body weight. So how much does your little one weigh?
About 21 pounds.
Okay. So about a teaspoon per 20 pounds of body weight. And what I would recommend is that you split that up and do it half in the morning, half in the evening. I would also like to see you include the minerals, either the Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals or the Cherry Mins. And again, 1 teaspoon per 20 ounces of body weight. So, again, a half a teaspoon in the morning and a half a teaspoon in the evening. And I would recommend that you up the EFA and have her take one in the morning and one at night.
Okay.
I think those things would be really beneficial. And, you know, as far as the milk is concerned, I have to tell you that I'm not a real proponent of milk.
Uh-huh.
I think that the milk that we have today is so highly pasteurized and homogenized that, in my opinion, it's not a good food source anymore. And so I don't always recommend milk.
Right.
Certainly, when you're weaning a child off formula, one of the first things that I like to think about and consider is just plain water. And you can get them their nutrition in water if you add just a little bit of juice and those multiples or the minerals, add that into a little bit of juice and dilute it down with water. They'll get the benefit of all of those nutrients. The other thing that I recommend, and this I've found to be very popular with children, a lot of children don't want to drink a lot of water, and they find it boring.
Yeah, she loves water. She drinks water all the time.
Oh,
so.
Well, good. You're very lucky. You're very lucky.
We haven't given her any juice, so we've only given her water, you know.
Good. And I would not recommend that you introduce juice, you know, unless she is unable to tolerate the flavor of the multiple and the minerals, and some of them don't like it. It can be a little bit bitter, so perhaps in just a little bit of juice and then diluted with water, like I said. But certainly I don't recommend juice as a supplement for children because juices are so loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
But the other thing, back to the water, just for other listeners who aren't as fortunate as you are with a child that likes water, one of the recommendations is to put a little bit of that sweet orange essential oil or that lemon essential oil, just a couple of drops in their drinking water, and it gives it a very refreshing flavor. They really enjoy it.
Okay.
So those would be my recommendations.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks
All
for
right.
the call.
Uh-huh.
All right, Marty. Okay, Doug, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. Before we head on to the next call, I wanted to ask you, are you totally down on all milks or just cow's milk? Because that is the one that's processed the most. Because I know a lot of people around this area are concerned about that kind of thing. So they get things like goat's milk.
Well, and that's fine. And if you can get goat's milk that's not highly pasteurized and processed, that's great. I was talking to a friend at a soccer game the other day, and he raises goats. And I asked him, I said, do you sell the milk? And he said, no. And his reason for not selling the milk, now this is back in upstate New York, okay, but his reason for not selling the milk is because it costs so much to jump through all the hoops to make sure that it's pasteurized and processed so that it can be sold. If you're getting goat's milk that has not been highly pasteurized and processed, I think it's great. And I'm not as down on cow's milk if it's truly cow's milk. But cow's milk these days has been ultra-pasteurized and homogenized to the point where it's not recognizable anymore. And when I tell people, you know, when we talk about milk and I talk about it not being healthy, of course, many people out there now are drinking 2% or skim milk because of the low-fat, no-fat craze. They don't want any fat at all in their milk. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to drink 2% or skim milk, then why bother? There's just nothing left nutritionally in that, as far as I'm concerned. But if you can get whole cow's milk, milk that you could actually make butter from, I think that that's fine. But the other thing that I do tell people, and I think about it this way personally for myself, with the exception of kittens and cats, we are the only mammals that drink the milk of another mammal. And when you're talking about cow's milk, even if it's whole cow's milk, remember that what you're drinking is you're drinking something that is to be given to a baby calf in order to stimulate growth, make them get big, and so they themselves can become milk producers. And when you think about it that way and recognize that not everybody needs to drink milk, not everybody should be drinking milk, a lot of times people just say, you know, you're absolutely right. Why would I take the risk of the hormones in milk? Why would I take the risk of the antibiotics you find in milk? And why would I consume something that's so highly pasteurized and homogenized it's not truly a food source?
Good answer.
So those are my comments. That's my opinion on milk. I've never been a milk drinker, though, so it's easy for me to say that. I remember my mother told me she used to have to put chocolate syrup in my milk as a baby because I was never a milk drinker. So, but you don't find milk in my house, and if you find milk in my house, it's certainly not 2% or skim milk. It's whole milk.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've never understood that whole 2% or skim, as you say. Why even bother? Because it, to me, is nothing more than colored water at that point. So.
Exactly.
But what do you say we head on to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and talk to Sue?